Hello, this is BYU Idaho Radio, and I'm your host, Saul Spanos Baird. We're here today with Brother Shane Goodwin. He's a faculty member at the Department of Mathematics here at BYU Idaho. Thank you for joining us today.
That's great to be here. Thank you.
I'm excited to talk more about your devotional talk, your address. And it was awesome reading it and really seeing the different perspectives of how we can find joy in learning. One of the first things that you mentioned in your talk is how grades are kind of like the frosting of the cake and how learning is the cake, right? So everything else. My question for you is, what is the best way to have a balance between trying to get good grades but also have that joy in learning and not just go for the grades?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't know if I have a perfect answer at all, but what I do know is that you can get carried away with external motivations such as grades, scholarships, financial implications, and stress, and it can actually suck the joy right out of learning. And if it consumes you, you'll be worried so much about it that it starts to be a distraction, not really a positive motivator, but almost a negative motivator. And ironically, if you could put that same amount of energy and dedicate it toward the understanding of the material, then many, many times good things will happen as a natural byproduct. So the frosting is the metaphor I like to use there, analogy, whatever, would be that the texture of the cake, the great things about the cake, you can sometimes lose that if you simply stay too focused on the frosting, frosting being the grade. On the other hand, my son, he is a great fan of frosting, and so he wouldn't mind that so much. He would think that ultimately is what matters, is the frosting on the cake. But in all seriousness, I think the understanding is the tough part, and if we stay focused on that, trying to wrestle with the principles we're learning, the skills we're trying to gain, and try to put off to the side the grade as best we can. It's always going to be there, but if we can at least put it off to the side somewhat and dedicate our energy towards understanding the concepts, and then just let the chips fall where they may is kind of a phrase we often use to do our best and hope for the best, and good things will happen. So that's just one small element of what I hope to share, but I think it's an important one, is we have to balance the external and the internal motivators. And if we can get more joy from internal motivators, that will have a more lasting, perhaps, influence on our learning than just constantly worrying about those externals.
Thank you for pointing that out and for dedicating this talk to this, because I feel like it can be hard and stressful sometimes as college students, like how you were saying, trying to balance everything. But really those moments that we have a great class and we are learning a lot, that's when it's like, oh, this is so amazing, and it has lasting impact. So thank you for that. I love that you said in your talk, you said, regardless of whatever difficult subject you and I are trying to learn, it is crucial that we keep our struggles in proper perspective. Would you mind expanding on this awesome quote that you said?
Well, I think what I was implying there is we can lose perspective, and we have to understand. That's why I'll be sharing a quote with our students regarding the difficult subject areas that we embrace at the college level. We have to remind ourselves that it took great men and women hundreds, if not thousands of years to come up with certain concepts and refine them and apply them. And so oftentimes at BYU Idaho, we are working under this umbrella of a 14-week semester where the pace is intense. I'll bring that up, that it's like sometimes you're running a marathon, but you don't have time to jog and enjoy the view. You are just sprinting. And it happens to all of us, both students and teachers. We all feel those pressures of the calendar, the deadlines, especially deadlines, academic deadlines that come up. Mm-hmm. And so bottom line is, what's helped me when I struggle with a mathematical concept, is, and I try not to treat it as something flippant or something as an excuse, but I do have to remind myself that it's going to be a struggle at times, and that's okay. That's normal when you consider that it took so long for great minds, great people working on these difficult ideas. And sometimes we forget that, and it compresses. I know I forget it myself as a teacher when I have to use a certain skill or principle, and I have to constantly remind myself what it would feel like if that's actually not a well-known concept due to constant use and practice. So you have to put yourself in the mind of a fresh student trying to approach it from the very beginning. And I think the bottom line is we need to stop beating ourselves up. There are topics that are just hard, and that's okay. And it's not the case that we can just get a download of information and expect to be able to synthesize and incorporate it in a professional way right off the bat. It's going to take time. And for me, one of the very first things I realized is it requires repetition too, because I went for a few years not teaching trigonometry, but maybe once a year at most, sometimes even once every 2 or 3 years. And I found rather quickly that I was forgetting things, and it took a lot of serious review. So then I realized, well, I need to maybe teach more of the trig in order to stay more current with it, or at least so that it doesn't escape me with my in the memory retention. And so all of these things all fit together. But I think that's probably what I was trying to suggest in what you just quoted there, is we do need to keep it in proper perspective and not beat ourselves up too much. It's going to be hard at times, and that's okay. We'll work through it.
You mentioned a quote from President Russell M. Nelson that said, "Good inspiration is based on good information." And I thought this was a great quote, and it's one of those quotes that really stood out to me since he said it. So I was very excited that you mentioned that. And you also said that the importance it is to make deep dives when we're trying to learn. And so why do you think it's crucial for students to have that drive to learn outside of class instead of just going to class, doing the homework, and that's it?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, as you know, that the subtitle to my talk was Finding Connections and Making Deep Dives. And I had that experience that I'll address in the talk regarding writing that article on the name of the church and its development, its history. But the lesson I learned is, first of all, that was completely outside my discipline. I'm in the discipline of mathematics and not church history, but it's been sort of, a hobby over the years, and so I thought, well, I'm out of my comfort zone, but perhaps there's some kind of a need here, because everything I was looking at indicated there wasn't an actual long article to discuss the history of the name of our church. But in terms of your question, why deep dives are important to us in our learning, the day will come, I think, where we need to be self-directed, we need to be lifetime learners. And at the college level, we're operating on motivators that keep us moving in the direction towards graduation and we're passing classes and so on. But eventually, if you want to be self-motivated, self-directed, you develop a desire to learn for the sake of learning, or finding those little sparks of joy in making a little more thorough of an investigation. And so for me, the deeper I started to read and research on the name of the church, the more interested I became. All of the stories behind how our name came to be, and a lot of surprises along the way. And so I just think that probably at the end of the day, we really need to find joy in not only the things we're asked to do because of certain restrictions or qualifications or motivations that are external to us, but we want to look inside ourselves and ask what is it we're interested in, and can we dig a little deeper and find joy in those simple things. I do have to mention that I almost became an elementary school teacher instead of secondary at first, and then later, of course, came here to Ricks College. But I was so impressed. We were required at BYU to take a class in both secondary ed and elementary ed and be out there observing classes. But it was like almost a tangible difference in how young children are so anxious to raise their hand and answer a question and so into what I would say is the joy of learning new things. But somewhere along the way, as we grow older, then you start to feel the pressures, and suddenly that joy can kind of evaporate if you're not careful. And you get to the high school level, and suddenly you don't see quite the enthusiasm for being engaged. It's almost forced. And even at a higher education level, sometimes you see that too, that it feels that we are exhausted and we lose our enthusiasm. But I would also add that if we truly believe our own doctrine about intelligence, that the glory of God is intelligence, and really studied that carefully, we would realize that if we're going to become more like the Savior and like our heavenly parents, we really do need to become lifetime learners and learn for the right reasons, not just for the external reasons of the pressures, but also dig deeper and find joy in the very small things. And so that's what I'll be emphasizing, is the little small moments of joy that can keep us moving forward.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate that.